Martin Luther King Jr. Day brings a time for remembrance, reflection, and a lesson in copyright law. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. In 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., and delivered one of his best remembered speeches. He said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." Today, public ceremonies or broadcasts celebrating MLK Day often include this speech, but it's usually just a snippet. That's because the full speech is private property held under closely guarded copyright. Marketplace's Renato Sego explains.
I have a dream that one day...
I bought I Have a Dream on DVD for $20 from the only place you can get a legal copy.
Your total is $21.70.
The gift shop of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site in Atlanta. The speech is owned by King's Estate, which decides who gets to use it and how. So, if I played all 17 minutes, well, I might be breaking the law until the copyright expires. Jennifer Jenkins teaches copyright law at Duke University.
The I Have a Dream speech won't go into the public domain until 40 years from now, after 2058.
King's Estate often lets educators use it in full without penalty. For others, fair use law applies. Jonathan Band at Georgetown University says that gets complicated.
There's no hard and fast rules to how you're able to use it.
Missteps can mean hefty costs. In the 90s, producers for the PBS documentary Eyes on the Prize had to pay King's Estate $100,000. Call it the cost of a dream. I'm Renata Seiko for Marketplace.
And now, let's do the numbers. American markets are closed today for the holiday. Overseas, the FTSE in London is down slightly, less than a tenth of a percent. The German DAX is down 0.3%, and the CAC 40 in France is off nearly 0.1%. Homelessness in America is up for the first time since 2010. More than 500,000 people were homeless in 2017, according to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Now, that's a small uptick, less than 1% from the previous year. But that increase has been concentrated almost entirely in West Coast cities like Los Angeles. Marketplace's Rima Grace explains.
In Los Angeles County alone, nearly 58,000 people were homeless last year, up 20% from 2016. And most of them were living outside.
Under freeways, under ramps, in the hillsides.
Ruth Schwartz heads up Shelter Partnership in L.A. She says the number one reason for the increase?
We have a need for over 500,000 affordable housing units in our county.
A need that could increase. Median rents in L.A. are up by more than 30% since 2000, making it even tougher for families who have homes to stay in them, says Matt Schwartz, president of the California Housing Partnership.
The lowest income households are paying up to 92% of their income for rent right now. So one small shock, any medical bill, would push you out of your house.
LA voters approved recent ballot measures that are expected to raise $4.7 billion over the next decade. The money will go toward housing and other services for the homeless. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.
In New Mexico, the chili pepper is king. It's the official state vegetable, and peppers are often an essential ingredient in many local dishes. Today, chilies are a $41 million industry in the state. But as Carrie Young reports from Albuquerque, growers of New Mexico's iconic crop are having a hard time keeping up with demand.
If you go out to eat in New Mexico, there's a good chance your server will ask you,
"Red, green, or Christmas?"
That was Wade Kinsey as he took my breakfast order at the Range Cafe in Albuquerque. It basically means, do you want your food smothered in red or green chili? Or both? Here in New Mexico, red and green chilies have been part of the state's culture for more than a century.
New Mexico is special.
Carol White is with the New Mexico Restaurant Association.
You can go across the border in Colorado, Arizona, and Texas, and you will not get New Mexican chili.
White isn't alone in her affinity for these chilies. She says officials here have worked hard to drum up interest in the New Mexican chili, especially outside state lines. But today, demand is starting to outpace supply. That means many restaurants are now struggling to make it through the year on their locally grown stashes. To avoid running out of chilies altogether, they're beginning to look internationally.
A huge portion of that demand is coming from Mexico.
Rick Ledbetter is the president of the New Mexico Chili Growers Association. He says the problem for state growers is labor because the chilies are delicate and have to be hand-picked.
It's just very hard to find people in the U.S. that will do that kind of work.
Chili farmers usually pay by the bushel, but Ledbetter says in his area, the wages roughly work out to about $12 an hour. According to the latest numbers from the New Mexico Department of Agriculture, farms in the state grew about 8,300 acres of chilies in 2015. Compare that to 86,000 acres that just one state in Mexico is using to grow chilies.
Right there tells you where we're at.
Ledbetter says today his hope lies in machines that can pick these delicate vegetables, but large-scale use of those is still a ways off. In Albuquerque, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.
Planemaker Airbus has said the future of its A380 plane is in question. The 550-seat jumbo is popular with consumers, but its large size makes it less flexible for airlines to schedule. Airbus said this morning it needs to ink a deal with Emirates Airlines for at least 6 planes a year to keep the A380 in production. Negotiations with Emirates are ongoing. And finally, Dunkin' Donuts is toying with dropping the donuts, at least from its name on some stores. A shop opening outside Boston this week will simply be called Dunkin'. The shortened name has long been a popular nickname for the company, as well as how it refers to itself in some ads. But fear not, the rebranded store will still sell donuts. It just won't tout them in the name. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.